You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As I said, new month, new week, certainly a new South Africa that we are waking up to, and a new day for the markets to react to all of the developments that have been happening over the last couple of days. And joining me to dissect these market movements or the market reaction to the South African elections is Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers. That's Makwe Masilela. Good evening, Dr. Masilela. Lovely to speak to you again. I'm surprised for one. I mean, I thought that the markets might be surprised as well. The level of maturity that's being demonstrated right now following the election results is something that has left a lot of positive sentiment in the markets. I mean, the Rand at some point went from 18 Rand 80 at the start of this morning. I remember late last night looking at Asian session open to round about 18 Rand 50 now.
Definitely, and good evening to you and to the listeners. And I think maybe we just have to remember that the Rand started the sessions, as you said, with some reprieve. And I think it's because most big political parties are willing to talk to each other after we've seen that our elections couldn't produce an outright winner. And also at play, Jimmy, is that inline inflation data pushed up expectation for interest rate cuts and sparked the dollar weaknesses, and plus also this anticipation of potential interest rate cuts by the European Central Bank, the Bank of Canada this week, and also saw some market participants favoring risk-driven assets, and stocks happen to be one of those kind of assets. The rand as well continues to be a risky currency, and uncertainty we know will continue to weigh on the rand, especially if the potential talks of coalition takes forever. And to remember, a weaker rand is likely to trigger some repatriation of overseas funds in the near term. But the expectations of one can easily call more constrained policy making going forward will definitely increase the incentives for the South African investors. And I think maybe also those U.S. manufacturing sector, which showed some signs of slowing, we've seen that itself sending the yield and the dollar lower. So I think that is also what is helping the market as we're talking. But of interest, we've seen the opposite happening to the likes of Mexico. I mean, the guys there, what is happening is that their assets tumbled after their preliminary election result showed that the ruling party is winning in a landslide that may empower them either to increase state control of the economy and also continue to undermine checks when it comes to their power. But look also what is happening with India. Investors are already cheering a third-term victory for their Prime Minister Modi, and that is based on the exit polls and pushing stocks to a record. So I guess it depends on which economy we're talking about when it comes to the elections. But back home here is that I think people think that, hey, there'll be some check and balances, and probably that's maybe what investors have been looking for quite some time.
Certainly, we knew that this was going to be the situation, Makwe, with the fact that elections were for more than 50% of the world's voting. More than 50% of the world's population voting and more than 50% of the GDP in the world going to the polls this year. We always knew that elections were going to be some form of catalyst, whether it's for volatility, whether it's for uncertainty or for flight from risk kind of assets. But the South African election is particularly interesting, and I want to zoom in on that one a little bit, because again, it's a historic outcome in that we've never seen this kind of situation. And you almost get the sense that the markets are thinking, let's wait and see which coalition structures are finalized or which coalition agreements are finalized before we overreact. And if I think back to just leading up to the elections, a couple of days before the elections, we saw the Rand strengthen almost as if it was a pump and dump kind of situation. And then when the elections finally came out, the Rand weakened. Are we seeing that play out as well again now, to say the markets are saying, let's wait and see what's decided, but in the meantime, we'll show a bit of strength, or we'll not overreact in the South African picture?
You know, I'm not a political analyst, but I've managed to read between the lines when the likes of the DA and the Freedom Front saying they'll do whatever or anything in their power to make sure that we don't get the NCMK, NCEFF government. So markets are saying that, okay, the possible coalition here continues to be the ANC and the DA. And we know that most investors, this is what they would like to see going forward, because they think that both parties, you know, are not at the extreme of the right or of the left. All I'm saying is markets already have an idea what will come out of these coalitions. And then, yes, there might be a possibility of a surprise if maybe we get the extreme of what the market is not expecting. And I don't think markets are playing wait and see. I think the markets are cheering this outcome, that as much as we they were expecting that the ANC might not get 50, but they didn't expect the ANC to fall as low as around 40. I think they were thinking 45, 48, 49. So that themselves, it tells them that the constraints when it comes to policy making going forward will increase. And with that happening, Jimmy, it means none of the parties or stakeholders, they've got a free check, you know. So we hope that things will be steady going forward. And now markets definitely will prefer not to get the extremes when it comes to policy making.
Marco, let's look at some of the international events that you mentioned. Obviously, the interest rate conversation is still very much in focus, with all central banks wanting to make the right decisions for their respective economies, South Africa included in that, and holding rates unchanged is what we did most recently. I want to look ahead to some of the events that are coming up this week. The U.S. non-farms numbers, jobs numbers, as well as the unemployment rate coming out this Friday. That's obviously going to have a lot of focus directed towards it, because the U.S. Fed will be keen to see how the U.S. jobs market is performing at this stage. Do you have expectations of that? Is it something that is serious at this point, or are we just kind of timing when rate cuts are going to start, and these sorts of data points just reinforce a sooner or a later kind of response from the Fed?
I think those job numbers, Jimmy, continue to be very important. And then, as you are saying, they will be more or less be the highlight of the week as markets try to gauge the future direction when it comes to interest rates. But remember that the strong economy might prevent the U.S., you know, central bank from lowering rates this year at all. And we've seen the previous numbers as well, and also including some inflation numbers, that at the minute you start seeing that, okay, the economy is no longer that strong, and then that now starts to increase the expectations that, yes, interest rates, you know, might come down. But the minute you start seeing that the numbers are just too strong, then that tells us that the guys still have enough headroom, you know, to keep interest rates lower, you know, and at elevated levels. So, yes, that will continue to be a play to tell us whether we're going to get a cut in September or so. And remember already, and it might be the first time ever, that the likes of the European Central Bank happens to cut before the U.S., that if they cut, you know, come this Thursday, because already markets are anticipating that given what is happening with the inflation, most probably they can have to cut. The question might be their rapidness.
Speaking of things that are going to be cut, Makwe, the OPEC bloc met on Sunday to decide whether or not they're going to reduce the production cuts or extend production cuts, rather, on the amount of oil they are producing. And the outcome of that meeting was that we are going to see production cuts all the way until September of next year. You'd think that less supply in the market would drive the price up, but in fact, the oil price has come back below $80. What's happening there?
Yeah, because we are trying to digest, you know, this complex deal, you know, that was brokered. I mean, as we're talking, we know that the guys are cutting almost 5.86 million barrels per day. I mean, Jimmy, that amounts to almost 5.7% of global demand. But yes, we know that as it stands now, the production cuts will, they agreed to start rolling back some of the production cuts starting, I think, October, and that was earlier. I think that has been the problem here, earlier than many market watchers had expected. And the caps will continue, you know, in full up until the third quarter before gradually phasing out over the following 12 months. But, Jimmy, we are not sure whether the decision will be bearish for crude or whether the group will still be able to diligently manage the market.
Well, one thing we know about the OPEC bloc is that they are not comfortable with an oil price that keeps going down, and they will do whatever they deem necessary to maintain a stable oil price and stable supply within the market. I suppose the market must be dealing with a lot of other factors at this stage that might not be taking priority as much as what we saw the oil price decisions do so in the past. Makwe, when we look at this OPEC conversation, we know that we are significantly impacted by the outcomes of these conversations because we're a net importer from a fuel perspective. We have a fuel price cut expected this week as well. Are we seeing that these extended supply cuts could mean more fuel cuts on the horizon for South Africa in future, or is it still up to the OPEC bloc to give us some more good news before we can hope for that?
I think also depending on the behavior of the rand. If the rand continues to behave the way it's behaving, oil prices continue to trend down, then definitely we can be guaranteed of future petrol cuts going forward. And also that will work into our inflation numbers. And as that happens, also that will start increasing our expectations that sooner than later, we might also start seeing some interest rate cuts.
Let's hope and pray for the best, because that's all we need at this point, is we need the petrol price to come down. We're going to be looking forward to that and hoping that that does happen sooner rather than later. We'll leave it at that, Makwe. Thanks so much for those insights. Makwe Maselela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.